KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's 8:03. We have cloudy skies and 33 degrees in Atlantic, and looking forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 50. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Lottery players will have a shot Friday night at the fifth largest jackpot in U.S. history after no tickets matched all the numbers in the latest Mega Millions drawing. The jackpot for last night's Mega Millions was $6.25 million, and lottery officials say it's risen to an estimated $750 million for Friday. The Mega Millions numbers drawn last night were 12, 14, 26, 28, 33, and the Mega Ball 9. And the big prize for Powerball, the other national lottery game, is $550 million for tonight's drawing. Mega Millions and Powerball are both played in 45 states, as well as Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Powerball is also offered in Puerto Rico. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office today said there have been 5 arrests since January 5th. On Tuesday, yesterday, 47-year-old Michael Lee Golubit of Manning was taken into custody following a traffic stop along Highway 59 in Shelby County. A check of his driver's license through the state showed him to be suspended for non-payment of Iowa fine. Golubit was taken into custody and charged with driving under suspension. He was also cited for no proof of insurance, improper use of registration, operating a non-registered vehicle, and having an improper rear lamp. Golubit was transferred without incident and released a short time later after posting the required cash bond and then given a future court date. Last Saturday, 27-year-old Patrick Allen Eggerling of Council Bluffs was arrested following a traffic stop in the early morning hours on Highway M47 west of Elkhorn. Upon further investigation, it was determined Eggerling's driving privileges had been barred. He was taken into custody for driving while barred and possession of drug paraphernalia, along with an active warrant out of Pottawatomie County. A passenger in his vehicle, 20-year-old Madison Marie Hansen of Lewis, was also taken into custody and charged with possession of drug paraphernalia, along with an outstanding warrant out of Pott County. Both subjects were taken into custody without incident and processed into the Shelby County Jail until an initial court appearance. They were then released and transferred to custody of Pottawatomie County. Last Friday, authorities arrested 35-year-old Zachary Thomas Scheffler of Harlan following a traffic stop along Chatburn Avenue. Scheffler was charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia, prohibited acts, and operating an unregistered vehicle. He was transferred to the Shelby County Jail and held on a $4,300 bond until the following morning when he was released under his own recognizance. On January 5th, 52-year-old John Anthony Wyatt was arrested on an active warrant out of Shelby County for violation of probation. Wyatt was transferred to the jail without incident and held until he posted the required $1,000 secure surety bond the following morning and then given a future court date. Also in the news, the Sheriff's Department, sheriff's deputies, in Page County Saturday arrested 35-year-old Jose Manuel Huerta of Clarinda. Huerta was arrested at his home on a Page County bench warrant for failure to appear on the original charge of driving while barred. He was transported to the Page County Jail and held on $2,000 bond pending any further court proceedings. In state news, the FBI says a right-wing conspiracy theorist from Iowa was among the first to break into the U.S. Capitol during last week's deadly pro-Trump insurrection, in which he chased and menaced a black police officer. Douglas A. Jensen surrendered to police in his hometown of Des Moines last Friday, 2 days after the January 6th rampage in Washington, D.C. that left 5 people dead and disrupted U.S. democracy. Investigators say Jensen told them he positioned himself to be among the leaders of the Capitol siege because he was wearing a T-shirt promoting QAnon, an apocalyptic conspiracy theory that he follows. An Iowa Department of Public Safety employee who traveled to Washington, D.C. to support President Trump's push to overturn the election said she understands the rage that fueled the insurrection and that it was bound to happen. Holly Davidson, an administrative assistant at the Iowa Statewide Interoperable Communications System, or ISICS Board, said she took part in 2 days of the Stop the Steal rallies, but wasn't among the mob that entered the Capitol. 5 people were killed during the rampage, which delayed certification of President-elect Joe Biden's electoral victory for a while. Davidson wrote on Facebook that the insurrection had to happen in order for us to have our voices heard, finally. The 3 Iowa Republicans serving in the U.S. House say they will vote no today on impeaching President Trump. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Last night, the New York Times reported Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell will not stand in the way of an impeachment trial in the Senate and that he is done with Trump. Also last night, Liz Cheney, the third-ranking Republican in the U.S. House, announced she will vote to impeach the president. Cheney said Trump summoned the mob and lit the flame that led to violence in the U.S. Capitol a week ago. Ashley Henson of Marion, Marionette Miller-Meeks of Ottumwa, and Randy Feenstra of Hull, the three Iowa Republicans serving in the U.S. House, all said last week that it's time to unify the country. Staffers for all three confirmed again last night to Radio Iowa that they oppose Trump's impeachment. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Iowa Congresswoman Cindy Axne, a Democrat from West Des Moines, announced last week that she would vote for impeachment. Last night, Axne tweeted that impeachment is the only constitutional option left to deal with the threat Trump poses to the safety of the country and its citizens. And Iowa Senator Jake Chapman and Representative Ray Sorensen will hold legislative coffees for the 2021 session. The coffees will be held at the Guthrie Center Farm Bureau at 8 a.m. on the following Saturdays, February 6th, March 6th, and April the 3rd. Coffees are also scheduled for the Corner Coffee Shop in Greenfield at 10 a.m. on those same Saturdays. Newly elected as president of the Senate, Senator Jake Chapman looks to continue his leadership for Iowa taxpayers. Representative Sorensen continues his leadership in the House in a new role as chair of the Economic Growth Committee. The times for those meetings will be determined later for Dallas and Cass counties. Virtual options will also be available for those unable to attend in person. That information will be provided by the Sorensen for Iowa Facebook page. The news was brought to you this hour by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.